During its first few weeks of formation, a chick is provided with all the nutrition it requires inside its shell. As it develops, though, it eventually exhausts its supply of fuel and begins pecking around in search for more, thus creating an opening in its shell and giving birth to itself. This is what Buckminster Fuller describes as precession, when animals, seemingly inadvertently, but by nature's design, are always provided for in their stages of development. Humans, too, are included in this elegant design. Like that chick, we also find ourselves inside our shell with dwindling resources, specifically centuries-old combustion-based technologies that have not only outlived their usefulness today, but degrade all forms of life. And like that chick, we have been led, again, seemingly inadvertently, but by nature's design, to the next stage of our evolution, the discovery and development of unlimited, clean sources of power. But unlike that chick, we are not compelled to leave our shell and embrace this next stage of growth. We can actually choose to remain inside with dwindling resources. Why is that? Ironically, I believe it's because of our semi-divine nature. That is, we are blessed and cursed with the ability to exercise free will. Humans find themselves operating at a level of consciousness above that of the lowest forms of life, which live out their lives in predictable and easily recognizable fashion, but well below the spontaneous exuberance of the angels. What this means, among other things, is that of the 1.25 million species of animals on this planet, we're the only species capable of making self-destructive choices. We're that clever. And why is that? Well, in the end, it comes down to love and the love for truth. To paraphrase 17th century Swedish theologian Emanuel Swedenborg, free will is required to achieve spiritual and social evolution. People have freedom in order to pursue and love the truth. It's only in a state of freedom that truth can become part and parcel to the man. Whatever does not enter into a person of his own free will not remain in him because it's not what he loves. And what he does not love, he will not embrace and incorporate into his life and into his spirit. For instance, dictators can coerce, but people must eventually compel themselves. And in this compulsion lies our highest freedom, our evolution, and our salvation. This freedom to act even on our worst impulses is a condition necessary for our personal and social growth, and we rise and fall by it daily, as individuals and as a society. The environmental challenges set squarely before us today are not technological in nature, but rather spiritual. In terms of human evolution, we have always been accustomed to slow and incremental change, but humanity finds itself on the threshold of unprecedented technological changes that will swiftly render many of the technologies we're most familiar and comfortable with obsolete. Many people feel threatened by change of this magnitude. And as evolved as we believe ourselves to be, neuroscientists remind us that we remain at the mercy of the reptilian part of our brain that, when under perceived threat, shuts down other functions of the brain, including the prefrontal cortex that regulates both short-term and long-term decision-making. As a result, many people seem unwilling or unable to make the evolutionary leap we have been led to. Combine them with those who profit from those antiquated technologies and the airwaves they use to instill misunderstanding and fear, and we stand in peril of our lives. We need to forgive ourselves for the environmental mess we've created. After all, it's easier to burn a piece of coal than it is to understand the science behind it and the side effects. Nonetheless, humanity has arrived at its most important moment and faces the inevitable test of whether we can evolve beyond our self-imposed social and environmental pressures or become fossilized evidence of yet one more species that could not. This opportunity for unprecedented technological change and prosperity presents itself to us courtesy of evolution. It has created an opening in our shell. It's done its part. Now we must do ours.